Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are grateful this morning to the Most High God who woke us up, thought enough of us to blow his precious holy breath into our bodies and give us life another day. Oh, we say thank you, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. We are blessed and highly favored. We are blessed by the Most High God. We are blessed by you, oh God. And Father God, this morning, we come to give you praise. We come to give you thanksgiving. We come to say thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you are holy. Thank you, oh God. Oh, you are great. We can't tell you enough how great you are. No human words can express your greatness. No human words can express how awesome you are, how mighty you are, how powerful you are. You are the great King. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We extol you, O God. You are a great Creator, O God. You are the awesome Father. You are our Shepherd. And we shall not want. Oh, we shall not want. We shall not want. We shall not want for strength. We shall not want for help. We thank you for keeping us on your holy path, the path of righteousness. We thank you, O God, that you are leading us and guiding us in the path of your righteousness, O God. We thank you, Father, that you're keeping us in the palm of your almighty hand, and nothing can snatch us out. Nothing by any means can harm us, oh God. So we thank you this morning, oh God, that you are the living and true God. And there's no God that can compare to you, Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are the one to keep us from falling off the earth. You are the one true and living God. You are the one who blew your breath this morning in our body, and we got up. We're functioning because of you. Our minds are sound, and we thank you, Lord God. We have the right use of our body. Our arms are working fine. Our legs, our whole structure of our body is in place because of you, oh God. Father, we thank you that you give us abundant life and life more abundantly. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us, oh God. We thank you this morning that you are so great, oh God. You are great. You gave us another year, oh God. 2012 is gone, and you've given us a new year to serve you, a new year to praise you, oh God, a new year to bless you, a new year to extol you, a new year to praise and worship and adore you, a new year, oh God, to say, Abba, Father, to say, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you, oh God, that you kept the world in place, oh God, and everything in the world belongs to you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you don't let us fall out the sky, oh God, or off the earth, but you keep us by your staying power, by your high right hand, by your holy arm. You keep us under the shadow of your almighty wing. And we say thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We come with grateful hearts. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you today, Father. We thank you, oh God. We thank you this morning that we are privileged to be your daughters, privileged to be your sons, privileged to be called your friends. Oh, Father, what an honor it is to be called a friend of God. And I thank you today that we can say that you are our friend. Help us to know the true meaning of what it is to be your friend, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you died for us. You arose on the third day. And, Father, I thank you that Jesus, who rose up, lives with you in heaven. And he sits next to you, oh God. And he intercedes morning, noon, and night for each one of us, oh God. I thank you that Jesus, the unselfish servant of God, came down here on the earth as a man. But I thank you that he was holy and divine. And there was no sin in him. And because of that, he could take our sins, oh God, into his own body, oh God. He took 39 stripes for our healing, oh God. And Father, he constantly says, forgive them, oh God, because they don't know what they do. Forgive them, oh God. They don't know what they're doing, Father God. Have mercy on them, oh God. Those human beings that you made, oh God, have mercy because they know not what they do. Every time we crucified you of flesh, Jesus stood and took the blow for us. And so we thank you this morning, oh God, for Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that when he left the earth, he said, I'll send a comforter. And he sent his Holy Spirit, the mighty comforter, oh God, that comforter that comfort us in times of trouble, in times of struggles. Oh, Lord, I thank you that your word says, let not your heart be troubled. No matter what you see on the earth, even if the mountains fall into the sea, even if you lose a child, let not your heart be troubled. Even if you are in a car wreck, let not your heart be troubled. Even if you don't have money to do what you want to do, let not your heart be troubled. Even if you don't have a place to lay your head, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, you believe in God, believe in me also, because I, serve a righteous God. And he is not a man. He does not lie. He is truth. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing for us, even today, oh God. You woke us up. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We give you all the glory, glory, glory to your name, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are so great. Even your voice is majestic, oh God. Your voice is so powerful, powerful, oh God. And Father, your voice is precious to us. You said in your word, your sheep know your voice. And so, Father, anybody who don't know your voice is not your sheep. So we need to call on you today and ask, oh God, for salvation because your sheep know your voice. They don't know the other voice, and they dare not follow the evil way, the evil voice. So, Father God, I pray today for those who don't know your voice, that they would hear your voice, that they would fall on their knees and say, Abba, Father, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice in 2013. Don't let me go another year without hearing your voice. Oh, Father God, your voice is awesome. Your voice is powerful. Oh, Father God, your voice is so powerful. When those people, those rebellious Israelites, did not believe Moses, they said, Moses, how we know you telling the truth? Tell God to come down here and speak to us himself. And Lord God, oh my God, they couldn't even take your voice. Your voice was so powerful, oh God. They were trying to hide behind rocks. They were so afraid, oh God, because they realized that you are the most powerful God. They realized that Moses was telling the truth. Let people realize when they hear the truth from your servants, oh God. Let people obey your servants on the earth, oh God. Let them not turn a deaf ear in 2013, but let them hear and know by the Spirit who your servants are that you put here on the earth. And Father God, let them obey your written word as well as your rhema word in the name of Jesus, your word that you speak into them. So we thank you today for being with us, Most High. Woo, we praise you this morning. We're excited about a new year, a year of blessings. All the curses from Koranabaka are gone. All the blessings are flowing to us, your children, those who are called by your name. So this morning, we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. The Lord rebukes you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Let the enemy perish at your rebukes, O Lord. Let the enemy flee at your rebukes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy that sent against our lives in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls until they submit, O God. Rebuke those that rush at us, O God, and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the horse and the chariot, and let them fall into a deep sleep in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon our enemies in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy with the flames of fire. Let 1,000 flee at our rebuke, or at your rebuke, O God. And even at our rebuke, O God, rebuke the sea that would try to close upon our lives, O God. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out right now in the name of Jesus. You are not allowed to operate in our lives. So, Father, we bless you today. We honor you as King. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, and we are grateful that you joined us this morning. What a glorious and a great day that God has given us to live for him. You know, we may think that we were born to live for ourselves and live like we want to live, but actually God put us down here with his own purpose in the inside of us. So I trust that this year, 2013, has brought you joy from God, our Father. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about joy that comes from spending time with the Most High God. No matter what happens, you still have that deep down joy. Our Father gives joy, that no matter what you're going through, you have joy. The world can't give you this kind of joy I'm talking about. And guess what? The world can't take it away. So don't let anybody try to take your joy and or your peace in the name of Jesus. Happiness is temporary, but joy is everlasting. It's from the eternal, everlasting Father who gives good gifts to his children. He loads us every day with benefits. You know, the song says, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Oh, my God, it would take us through eternity to name them. If you start when you were in your mother's belly and how God kept you safe in the womb, and then when you were birthed into the world, he kept you safe all these years. Oh, we serve a mighty God, and we are grateful. He's the one who gives us abundant life, excellent health, salvation, healing, as well as deliverance. What a great God. He's an almighty King. He is the King of Kings, and he saw fit to allow us to see 2013. Isn't he an awesome God? Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are rejoicing. We honor God today who allowed the seniors, us as senior citizens, to be in the land of the living. Well, this morning we have a great woman of God on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She sings to the glory of God. Her name is Jackie Travis, and we are, oh, my God, we're just so grateful how she comes on weekly. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, well, I feel great. Well. I feel good this morning.
All right.
Yes, I feel great. We had the chance to go out of town. My husband, auntie, turned 75 in Champaign, Illinois. We had a chance to go up there to see her. We got to come back to Paducah, Kentucky to see my cousins and friends. And we went to Lexington, Kentucky. We just had a great time. I saw my oldest aunties while I was there. They were looking good and everything. And we had a good time. And I just thank the Lord for allowing us to be able to go. We spent New Year's Eve with them. We went to their church, and we sung at their church. We had a good time.
Amen.
And we just had a great time. And my cousin Donna, she was there. We all got the chance to see her and her sisters, Corrine, and all the kids. We had a great time. We ate breakfast together. That's great. I was just glad the Lord allowed us to do that. And I just love family, and I love my family. I was glad I had a chance to share time with them. So we sung, and we had a good time at church. Also, we had a great time. We sung our favorite song, Walk With Me, Lord.
Amen.
That was a favorite song. But today, I'm just going to sing, If It Had Not Been For The Lord On My Side.
Amen.
That's the one I'm going to sing. So my throat is trying to be scratchy, but I'll do the best I can. Let's do the best I can. Is my cousin on today by any chance?
If he is, she didn't press one yet.
Okay, we forgot last Saturday we were out eating. I think we were eating breakfast, or were we eating breakfast on Saturday? And she said, oh, my God, I've forgotten last Saturday. I said, oh, Lord, how did I forget?
But guess what? We didn't have it last Saturday, so you were right on time today.
It worked out great, man. It worked out great. So that was good. Okay, so thank you, Lord, for waking me up another morning and being the head of my life, and I just love him, Lord. I thank you. But let me try. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He turned the sunshine to cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of dawn when he knew I had been battered and scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? I said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love that.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Was awesome. That was thank awesome. You, God. And you know, we can all say, if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on our side, what would we do? Oh, my God. If he had just dropped us off on the earth and left us, oh, my God, we'd be falling off the earth. It would be a mess, a royal mess. So I thank the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. Awesome. Awesome. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, I love that song. And, you know, that's the scripture. You can read it in Psalms 124. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Read that psalm. That's a powerful song. Well, next we have Sister Karen Artell from Houston, Texas, that mighty woman of God who God has filled with the gift of music. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
All right.
And I'm going to do Leaning on the Everlasting Arm.
All right.
You there?
Yes,
well,
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. Leaning on the everlasting arm, safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. Woo! Leaning on his everlasting arm. And you know, I'm glad his arm is everlasting. If he had an arm like mine, my God, it would be broken. Can't lean. We can't lean on his. We can't lean on our own arms. We got to lean on God's everlasting arm. You know, he has a strong arm and a mighty hand. So we are grateful. Thank you, Sister Karen. Awesome. I told you all, we got great women on with us from Jacksonville, Florida, Jackie Travis, and from Houston, Texas, Karen Otell. We are blessed to have these women come on weekly. They sacrifice their time. So I ask God's blessings to run you down and take you over. All right, this morning as we continue, oh God, with the, you know, God is an awesome God. And he knows exactly what we need. And he gives it to us, what we need. Now, I didn't say he give us everything we desire, but he gives us what we need on a daily basis. And I tell you what, we are blessed because he gives us what we need. You know, like a good father, a good mother, you know, your child say, Mama, they're 8 years old, I want a car. Would you take them to a car dealership? They want a real car now. I want to drive your car. You're not going to let them do it because you know better. You know that they would not be able to deal with that. They would have an accident right away. Even, you know, many children think they can drive their parents' car. And sometimes they get in them and drive before they're ready. But thank God he looks out for them. So make sure your keys are put aside because some children, they get in the car when they're young and they try to drive. They don't even know how to crank them up. But they think they can. Some children, you know, when I was 12 years old or 11, I thought I knew more than my mother. I was sadly mistaken. And some of your children think they know more than you. Just because they can operate all these mechanical things, they don't realize that you've had life experiences, especially if you are a grandfather or a grandmother. So today I want to share with you Psalms 8. That's our Bible reading for today. So if you got your Bible, turn to Psalms 8. You know, that's that book right after Job. Right after Job. You know, I'm teaching Sunday school, and I have some young ones. My youngest is 4, and you're talking about a smart child. Oh, they're all smart. My oldest is about 8 years old, and I tell you what, they know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They know them in order, out of order. They know, you know, look, this book right here is the first book, Genesis. So they're beginning to learn the books of the Bible. Sometimes we sing, you know, different songs, and they are learning. What about you? Are you so stuck you can't learn? You know, they soak up what you teach them like a sponge. Continually, even seniors, to be like sponges when it comes to the Word of God. Soak it up. Soak it up daily so that you become the walking Word. Psalms 8. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, that thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Woo! He's a great God. And, you know, we're going to be studying today about, you know, just how great he is and, you know, how awesome our God is and what he expects of us as his children. He has expectations, he does, and you should have expectations for your children and for your grandchildren and your great-grand and your great-great-grand. Have expectations. Don't just, you know, I met someone recently and they say, you know, their grandchildren just kind of have their way. You know, we got to be careful about that because we're giving them a false impression. When they go into the real world, they think they can have their way. If they see a car coming and they don't want to wait, they just pull off in front of it. They have their way. If, you know, if they see some money in somebody's purse they want, they just have their way and take it. They think they can do and have whatever they want. So don't give your children or your grands or your great-great-grand false impressions. Let them know, you know, what it is to be real, you know, to what the real life is like. And they can't have everything they want. They can't do everything they want to do. So let them know that this is a real world. We got to consider first God and then other people. So we're talking to senior citizens today. In Titus 2:3-2-3, it says, tell the aged men to be sober, to be men of good character, to use good judgment, and to be well-grounded in the faith. To be well-grounded in the faith, love, and endurance. Tell the older women to live their lives in a way that shows they are dedicated to God. Tell them not to be gossips or addicted to alcohol, but to be examples of virtue. To teach young women to show love to their husbands and children, to use good judgment, and to be morally pure. Also tell the aged women to teach the young women to be homemakers, to be kind, and to place themselves under their husband's authority. Encourage the young men to use good judgment. Always set an example by doing good things. When you teach, be an example of moral purity and dignity. Now, you know, as seniors, we got a job to do. He said, you know, aged men, be sober. You know, some people talk foolishness all the time. You got to have a sound mind when you're teaching these young men. You know, we can't go out and because they're playing loud music, shoot them and kill them. We can't even hit on them. We tell them with love. We draw them with kindness. And we advise them the wise counsel of the Word of God. Not your counsel. We got to counsel them according to God's Word. Use good judgment. You know, many people don't use good judgment, even as seniors. Even though they know better, they still do some things that is not good judgment. Be well-grounded in the faith. You know, be people who study the Word. Study the Word so that you are grounded in the faith. And, you know, because, you know, Brother so-and-so said something to you, you say, well, I'm going to leave this church. No, no, no. Stay grounded in the faith, in love, and endurance. Endure sound doctrine, the Word says. You know, to have endurance, you know, like my, I hear my pastor say all the time that she was a runner. And, you know, the race isn't given to the swift, the fastest. It's the one who endured to the end. So, you know, you got to endure to the end. Don't give up when you're near the end of your race. As seniors, we're closer to the end of our race than we were 40 years ago. You know, the older women show how dedicated you are to God. Keep a holy life, your thought life clean. Don't call Sally Sue and say, you know what Mary Jane did? Don't call Mary Jane and say, you know what Alice did? No, we got to be good examples. Don't be addicted to alcohol. You know, there are many people who think, you know, oh, I could just have a little wine, a little beer. You know, I could just do whatever I want to do. I could drink what I, you know, the Bible didn't say I couldn't do it. But does it help you to have a sober mind? Are you addicted to it? You say, oh, my God, if I don't have a drink today, oh, goodness, I'm going to have a headache. I hear people say that about coffee. Well, this addiction to alcohol, it can be strong drink. And coffee is very strong, depends upon how you make it. Alcohol is very strong. Anything that alters your mind is strong. And alcohol alters your mind. I used to live across the street from a moonshine house as a child growing up. And I saw how that stuff made them people act so crazy. I ain't even a sound mind. They ain't look like they didn't have a mind at all. They would cut up from 4 in the evening on Friday until early Monday morning, about 4 o'clock. Police coming over there, hitting them with a billy club. They shouting and screaming and howling and acting like, whew, I can't even begin to tell you. It was awful. At that time, I said, Lord, don't ever let me drink. Because look how them people acting. I don't want to act like them. They were out of control. They were out of their minds. They did not have sound minds. It says to teach younger women to show love to their husbands and their children and use good judgment and to be morally pure. You know, there's some women who don't know how to love their husbands and their children. They have not a clue. You know, when they should be cooking breakfast, they out at the nail shop or getting their hair done. They don't realize that their families come first. They still think they're teenagers, and they neglect their responsibilities. Oh, I don't feel like cooking. Come on, we're going to McDonald's. You know, these children today are always in the doctor. They nose running. I see children all the time in the evening, no hats on, and it's cold. Sometimes their parents have hats on, and they don't have hats on. Sometimes their parents have on more clothes than them, and it's cold. I see young women with babies out that's 2 weeks old. Ain't got no business being out yet. Bodies ain't healed. Baby can't deal with all the germs and stuff they're around. Pneumonia, 2-3 months old at the doctor. Shouldn't be. So we got a great responsibility as a senior citizen, as senior citizens, to tell the young men and the young women how to love each other, how to treat each other, how to be good homemakers at home, how to be kind. You've seen some young women, they're just mean. No reason at all, just mean. But say, good God, am I? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? What's wrong? So we got to teach them how to be good homemakers, how to clean the house, how to clean the kitchen. You know, instead of being on the phone, mop your floor. Instead of being on the phone, sit your children down and feed them a good, healthy meal. You don't know how to cook a healthy meal? Get on the computer. Most of you know the computer. Study how to cook healthy food for your children. I see some children, they'll eat a honey bun and orange juice or a Coca-Cola for breakfast. And then we say, I don't know why they nose running. They always got a cold. No wonder. They don't have no vitamin C. They don't have any minerals. They don't have anything. You know, the Bible says this generation will get weaker. They'll be wise, but they'll be weak in their bodies. I understand it better because when I see how our children are being fed cookies for breakfast, they go to school, they eat pizza, and they're not having balanced meals. So grandmas, grandpas, teach your families how to live holy, pure lives, how to treat their mates, how to be good homemakers at home. And, you know, it don't hurt a young husband to sweep the floor. No, it ain't going to hurt you to change your diaper. A wife can't do it all. Cannot. They're human. So encourage the young men to use good judgment. But first of all, seniors, we got to have good judgment. Always set an example by doing good things. You know, you can invite them to your house, seniors. And you can show them, you know, go in there and sweep the floor. Go mop the floor. Wash the dishes. You know, help your wife do this or that. You can do it by example. You don't always even have to tell them nothing. Just show them. So we got to be good examples of moral purity and dignity. You know, there are some senior citizens, they still sleep around. Ain't married. sleep with two or three women, two or three men. No, you got to have moral purity and dignity. Have pride about yourself. Don't go around living like teenagers, you know, who don't know no better. The Bible talks about, you know, old age, what you're to do when you're older. God grants us old age for a reason. You know, my Aunt Mildred lived to be 102 years, and then the Lord took her a few months ago. But don't you know she was a woman who taught her daughter and those around her, you know, how to cook, how to clean, sound judgment, sound thinking. She learned some things in her life. She went to the same church for, oh, my God, since 1934. Even had a parking spot with her name on it. She saw people come and go. She saw pastors come and go over the years when she was there. She saw them build another sanctuary. She was in on it. She gave them wise counsel over the years. She didn't just sit and talk foolishness. She was a wise woman. So today I want to pray for senior citizens, especially those that are not saved. So, Father God, we consult you, the mighty great I am, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you for mass salvation, Father God, those that are in nursing homes, those that live in senior buildings, those that live in homes by themselves, provide as you always do. Provide heat, oh God, sufficient heat for them to be warm. Provide healthy meals for them to eat as senior citizens, oh God. Father God, in the Word of God, it says that Moses' strength never left him. So, Father God, I know that you are no respecter of persons, and we can have strength all the days of our lives. We don't have to, you know, lose our strength when we stay close to you. So, Father God, I pray for salvation for those that are not saved, that are seniors, oh God, 50 and above, in the name of Jesus. And even some young people who feel old before their time, I pray salvation upon them, Father God. Not only salvation, oh God, that they will call on you as Lord, that they will begin to hear your voice, that the life they have left, that they will begin to obey you, and that they will go into the world and teach other people about you, oh God, in their environment, oh God, that they will begin to pray and intercede, oh God, in the name of Jesus, like that man that in downtown, oh God, gets up 4 or 5 in the morning, go outside downtown where he lives, and he just start calling on the name of the Lord. He just start calling on Father God for that area. So, Father God, position older women and older men. Call upon them in the middle of the night. Wake them up, oh God, after you save them, to be intercessors, to stand in the gap, oh God, to be watchmen on the wall, to pray for our young people, to pray for healing, salvation in the land, oh God. And let them, after you save them, be loyal and faithful to you. Teach them how to be your friend, Father God. And Father God, many seniors are suffering in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray excellent health and strength in their bodies, oh God. We bind the enemy that would try to bring cancer or any kind of health issues on them, oh God. AIDS, in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, diabetic condition. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we ask for excellent health and strength in their body. Because, Father God, you sent the word and healed them. So send the word and heal our seniors, oh God. And I pray a spirit of faithfulness upon them. That they will be faithful and loyal to you, oh God. That they will be married to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That they would not, defile their temples, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent in the name of Jesus for any way we've defiled our temples, oh God. The temples where you live, you will not reside in unclean temples, oh God. And Father God, we need you in 2013 more than we've ever needed you before as seniors, oh God. So, Father, I just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we bless your name today. We give you glory. We honor you. We lift you up, oh God. We say that you'll be exalted, oh God. And Father God, your word says if you'll be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So draw the seniors unto you, oh God, the men and the women of age, oh God. and allow them to have sound minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them teach the younger men and younger women how to live by example and even by a word spoken in due season, oh God. And so, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for their families, the families of the senior citizens, oh God, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grands, their great-great-grand, even those to be born. We claim them for your kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for mass salvation going throughout every city in this nation, oh God, every state in the nation, oh God. Save the older people. Save the children. Save the families, oh God. And have your way in us as senior citizens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. Well, before we have study our lesson for today, we're calling on Karen Itel to play another song of praise for us this morning.
All right, I will do that, and I will do How Great Thou Art.
Amen. Awesome. Can we have a little bit more of that, Sister Karen?
I will do it.
Okay. Awesome King, a mighty God. Ain't found human words to express how great he is, but I know he's mighty. He's awesome. He's great. He is powerful. He is grandiose. Oh, my God. The great and mighty I am. He's Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. He's Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. He's Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, my God, he's Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. He is greater than we can think or imagine. He made the whole earth in 6 days, and then he rested. Hallelujah. Isn't he great? Awesome. Well, today our lesson is taken from Psalms 1. You know, Psalms 1, it contrasts the righteous with the wicked. The righteous with the wicked. So, you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 1. You know, I'm requesting that when you come on, get those Bibles out. You know, I could make a mistake. And you could come on and say, Sister G, you know what? You made a mistake on verse such and such. You know, I was reading with you. So let me know if I make a mistake. I'm human. But how would you know if you ain't following? You got to follow. Even, you know, you make mistakes. You're human. I make mistakes. I'm human. So I'm just asking you to follow along as I read the word, as I study the word and give you what the Lord has given me. And I'm going to read it through for you. It's Psalms 1, the righteous and the wicked contrasted. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So you know what? I thank God for his awesome word, because his word, oh my God, is so powerful. He honors his word above his name. Now, you know, he could have put us down here on the earth and not even given us his word. But because he's such a great God, he gave us his word. And you know, his word is nothing but truth. His word, you could stand on his word. Whatever God says, trust me, it's going to come to pass. So he's talking in Psalms 1. He said, okay, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And you know, sometimes our children walk in counsel of the ungodly. You refuse to counsel them. They say, Mama, what about this? Daddy, what about that? Oh, I'll tell you that later. No, now is the time. Even before they ask you, talk to him. God said even before we call him, he already knows what we're going to say. So have these conversations with your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your children. They're going to need to know. If not, the devil's going to talk to them. He's going to tell them the wrong way. Oh, you know, it ain't going to hurt you to have a little alcohol. It ain't going to hurt you to smoke. It ain't going to hurt you to have sex. It ain't going to hurt you to kill a person. Kill somebody. You can do whatever you want. The devil will talk to them. But when you counsel them with godly counsel, guess what? They will listen. Start when they're in your womb. Start as they grow up. Don't neglect to teach them. Tell them the way. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So that means you're blessed if you walk in the counsel of the godly. You got to walk in godly counsel. Where are you going to find godly counsel? In the word and those men and women who stand for truth, who studied God's word over the years, and they know the scripture. You know, Satan is real, real slick. In my Sunday school class, I remember last week, we were reading about the fruit of the Spirit. And I say, okay, it's in Galatians 5. And I switched on them in the middle of it. They were reading with me. And I said, Galatians 2, 22 through 23. And they said what I said. I said, wait a minute.
Is that what's in the Word of God? Is that in the Bible? No, ma'am. I said, well, listen, don't follow me if I'm not following Christ. I said, that's what Satan did to Eve and Adam. He switched the Word of God on them. But because they weren't paying attention, they allowed it. We got to pay attention. Even when our, you know, when our children are off, when their reading is off. You know, I taught school 29 years and many people didn't know their children couldn't read, and in the 7th and 8th grade, I didn't know they couldn't read. They never listened to them read. My mother used to tell me, come on, we're going to read the Bible. Read the Bible. Teach your grandchildren, your children, your great-grand to read the Bible early. I told you my youngest in that Sunday school class is 4 years old. He knows Deuteronomy when I point it out. He knows Genesis when I point it out. And I'm telling you, he learned this in the last 2 months. He didn't know it when he was three. He learned it in the last 2 months. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They are eager to learn the Word of God. Are you eager to learn the Word of God? They soak it up like a sponge. Well, you know, the Word of God talks about in verse 1, saints and sinners. It compares them, contrasts them. Saints do this, but sinners do that. Blessings, Proverbs 10:6. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. So, you know, blessings are going to go on righteous people, yes, but violence covers the mouth of wicked people. They all really talk about violence. You ever see somebody? All they talk about, girl, you know, on Channel 12, they killed this man. On Channel 18, they robbed a lady. On Channel 22, they did this. It's all violence. That's what they thrive on, the violence in the country, the violence in the news. You heard about this, girl? You heard about that? Violence. That's all they talk about, violence. Do they ever say, you know what? I was reading in the Word today, and God showed me this scripture. I know it's been there all the time, but I just discovered it. And, you know, the Word of God is so awesome. God was speaking to me while I was reading the Word. Do they ever tell you that? That's wise counsel. Know the difference in wise counsel. Know those among you who are righteous. Proverbs 10:16, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin, to sin. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin. Now, you know what? If you study, and sometimes it's hard studying the Word because you're like, oh, well, you know, I got to eat, I got to wash dishes, I got to go to work, I got to do this, I got to do that. But priorities are in order. Study the Word of God to show yourselves approved. So labor tendeth to righteous life. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. So when you study the Word, you live a righteous life, you'll have life and life more abundantly. But guess what? You know, my mother used to say, what's done in the dark don't come to light. That is so true. If you plant gossip, guess what's going to come to light? Gossip. If you plant evil things, guess what's going to come to light? Evil. You're going to say, oh, I thought they went to church. Just because they go to church don't mean they ain't talking evil. Don't mean they ain't wicked. Wicked people go to church. They do. They sit among the righteous. The devil sent them there every week. He said, wait a minute, let me see what brother so-and-so got on. You know, brother so-and-so, he ain't no good. Sister so-and-so, she ain't no good. She used to be out there doing this and doing that. They remember the former life of them. But they don't look at the righteous life, how they changed their lives, how God changed them. And now they're righteous people. Proverbs 10:16, a righteous person is reward. He gets rewards. His reward is life. A wicked person, what he going to get for sinning? Oh, my God. His reward is terrible. God going to reward him? You don't have to worry. God said vengeance belong to him. So if Sister Sally Sue rolled her eyes at you, you smile at her. Say, I love you, sister. If brother so-and-so stepped on your foot, say, brother, you know, you stepped on my foot, but I know you probably didn't know it. And even if he don't say I'm sorry, you forgive him anyway. Forgive him anyway. The Bible says don't do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. No, that time is over. God brings love. He said to first commandment, love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. Second is like unto that. Love other people like you love yourself. So remember that. If you don't learn nothing else, learn the first and great commandment. Where is it found? Deuteronomy 6 and 5. And then you look up. It's in the New Testament where it says, and also in the Old, about loving each other like you love yourselves. So study the word. Show yourself pleasing to God. Proverbs 10:25. As a whirlwind passes, so is the wicked more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. You know, have you noticed wickedness is coming greater in the earth? Greater in the earth. Wickedness. Look at all the stuff that's going on into the world. But guess what? God already told us in his word. Study Revelations. He already told us what's going to come, what's going to happen before he comes. It's going to get worse. But we don't have to get it on the news. We got it in the gospel news, the good news of Jesus Christ. Read Revelations. It's going to tell you about all these whirlwinds of the wicked that's going to be coming up. So don't be surprised when you look at the news and you see, oh, yes, that's just what Jesus said is going to happen. You know ahead of time. You ahead of the time. You're right with God. Proverbs 10:25, the storm passed, has passed, the wicked people have vanished. Guess what? Wickedness ain't going to be on the earth forever. No, it's not. But the righteous person has an everlasting foundation. Proverbs 11:5, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. You ever seen, you know, somebody, they set a trap for, you know, they hunt, and they set traps, and they get caught in their own trap and forgot where they set it. Guess what? That's what the wicked do. They fall in their own trap. They say, okay, I don't like him. I'm going to set him up. I don't like her. I'm going to set him up. But guess who fall in that trap? The one who set him up. The righteous of the perfect shall direct his own way. All right now. If you study the word of God, your way is already directed. Your journey is already set. You know the path because God's going to lead you in the path of righteousness. But the wicked, you know, the enemy is slick. The enemy sets up wickedness for his own people. Proverbs 11:5, the righteous of the innocent person makes their road smooth. Oh, my God, I know I need a smooth road. I don't need a rough road. I went to New Mexico one time and rode in a Jeep. And I tell you what, that was the roughest road. It rode on rocks on a Jeep. He was bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. I like a smooth ride, like when you're riding on I-10. I like that kind of ride. I don't like no rough ride. But wicked people fall by their own wickedness. Yes, they do. They get caught in their own traps and snares they plot for other people. Proverbs 12:7, the wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Woo! That's a house that's not made by hands, made by the Lord. Wicked, yeah, they're going to be overthrown. Watch and see. Just keep on living, like my mother used to say, keep on living. Proverbs 12:17, overthrow wicked people and they are no more. But the families of the righteous people shall continue to stand. Proverbs 13:21, disaster hunts down sinners. In other words, evil pursues sinners. But the righteous people are rewarded with good. Righteous, you know, the righteous people will be repaid. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. If you sow evil deeds, guess what you're going to reap? Evil deeds. If you sow good seeds, good deeds, you're going to reap that. You know, I remember my neighborhood when I was growing up, everybody helped one another. They looked out for the children. We didn't have no phones in my neighborhood. Very few people had a telephone. We were poor right here in Jacksonville. Couldn't afford a telephone. But guess what? The word got to your house before you got home. If you were on your way home from school and you got in a fight, your mama knew before you got home. I heard you was fighting. What was the fight about? You ain't got no business fighting. So, you know, we got to pay attention. We got to pay attention to what's going on. We got to know what's going on with our children. We got to know what's going on with our children. We cannot, you know, just ignore what's going on with our children. We got to know what's going on with them. Study your children. Look and see if they're doing something different. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Yes, it is. Even your grandchildren. Look at them. Don't just pamper them and let them grow up, you know, being spoiled and pampered and having their own way. Set rules and enforce them. Don't say, now, look, you're not allowed to go in the refrigerator, and then they go in it anyway and you ignore them. You may as well not have said it. But I tell you what, even though, you know, we go through trials and tribulations here, we are still the blessed ones. We still are the blessed ones that belong to the Lord. Psalms 32:1 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now, you know, I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I thank God that he forgives me. When I say, Lord, I transgressed against you today. I sinned against you today. But Jesus, he's the one who covered our sin. God forgives us when we ask sincerely for forgiveness. And guess what? He don't remember it no more. He didn't say, now look, in 1952, you committed this. In 1999, you did that. No, no, no. He forgives and he forgets. He don't bring it up no more. Some of us bring up the past, things that happened 25 years ago. Who can do something about the past? Can you? No, you can't. If you spill milk, it's spilled. You can't go put it back in the cup no more. If you did something 10, 15 years ago, 99 years ago, forgive and forget. Don't bring it up no more. That's just like, you know, it's not good to bring up stuff, negative stuff from the past. If you're bringing up good stuff, that's good. Everybody want to hear that. Blessed. We are the blessed ones. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. You know what? We are so blessed when we make the Lord our trust. I don't know about you, but I can't even trust myself. I say, oh, yeah, at 4 o'clock I'm going to do such and such. I'll even set the clock and have good intention to do it. And guess what? Still don't get it done. Can't even trust in my own self, this flesh. You know, sometimes your friend may say, come on, we're going to go such and such a place. You don't even hear from them no more. They done forgot about it, you done forgot about it. Oh, child, I forgot about it. Oh, you know, we're human. But we're blessed. We are blessed because we belong to the Lord. And we can trust in the Most High God. We can trust in him. And you know what? We want to lay pride aside. Some people, you know, they are so proudful. They hate to ask for a cup of sugar. They ain't going to tell you they need nothing. Oh, no, I don't need nothing. And no, their cup is empty. Oh, no, I got enough. Oh, no, they're too proud. God don't want us to be too proud to come to him. Don't be too proud to go to Father God and say, Father, I need this. Father, I need it. I remember one time I needed some gas in my car. And I went to the Father with it. And a lady at my church, she said, you know what God told me to give you this money? She gave me a $20 check. I didn't ask her for it. She said, God told her. So we go to the Father. He is the great supplier. Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider, he will provide. I thank God for it. Psalms 112:1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. You know what? A lot of us don't reverence God. We just think he don't see us. We think we getting away with this, we getting away with that, just because he ain't come down here and kill us no more. Yeah, he used to kill people instantly. They sinned, he like wiped them off the face of the earth. But guess what? Today he has so much mercy because Jesus came to the earth and Jesus died for us and Jesus stands in the gap. So we have to be real careful about trusting in God, giving him praise. You know, we got to, do you know his commandments? Go read in Deuteronomy. You're going to find his commandments. Leviticus, you're going to find his commandments. Read the Old Testament. You'll find his commandments. You know, I'm sure every day I break his commandments. Every day I have to say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for this thought, Lord God, that I had that wasn't holy. Forgive me for this thought that wasn't righteous, oh God. Forgive me for what I did. You know, I ran a red light. Yeah, I've done it before, and it wasn't purposeful. It was by accident. I went through the red light, but it's still a sin because the Lord said, obey the laws of the land. Don't you know when you walk across the light and it's not in your favor, you are sinning? That's disobedience. People don't think nothing about it. They walk on the light when the light's not in their favor, and pretty soon they start driving through the red lights, you know, intentionally. I did it unintentionally. I've done it intentionally, too. I had to repent. But don't just say, oh, well, if I do it, I can repent. No, 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 no. That's not holy way. That's not the righteous way. And you know what? Even in Psalms 1, it talks about evil counsel. Numbers 31:16, behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now, you see what happened? Because they disobeyed God, that plague came to the church, the congregation of the Lord. They followed ungodly counsel, Balaam and Baal Peor. Those are devils. Those are devils. We got to know the Most High God's voice. We got to study his word, study his counsel. We got to know when we hear wise counsel. You know, sometimes people will give you counsel, and it's not wise at all. Oh, child, I wouldn't put up with that. You go to that job every day and you deal with that, I quit. Guess what? They're still on their job making money, huh? And they want you to quit and don't make no money. Is that wise? No. Sometimes we have to have, you know, temperance and meekness and humbleness, humility. And sometimes God teaches us on our jobs. Trust me, he'll make you on your job. You'll say, Lord, I don't know why I'm going through this. Like I told you years ago, there was a young man. He said, Lord, why are there so many homeless people? And he said before he knew it, he and his family was homeless. And he got to live out there with the homeless people. And then God showed him why there's so many homeless people. Then guess what? He had to witness the word of God to homeless people. 1 Kings 12:10. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thou shalt speak unto thy people that spake unto you, saying, thy father made a heavy yoke, a yoke heavy, but make it lighter to us. Thus shall thou say to them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's body. Now, you know, people give you wrong counsel. You can't tell people the wrong thing, and, you know, that same stuff come back on you. Sometimes people know they're giving other people the wrong counsel. They do it intentionally just to see if they're going to follow. They got some people who will give you wrong counsel on purpose just to see if you're going to do what they said, just to see if you're going to do the wrong thing. Know they're giving you wrong counsel, but guess what? The The ones who give the wrong counsel, they fall into their own counsel tricks. Now, you know what, God? You know, he wants us to have the right association. But there's also evil association. Don't you know old people have evil associations as well as young people? Exodus 23:2, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. And, you know, Proverbs talked about that a lot. Solomon told his son, he said, don't go out there with the wrong crowd to draw innocent blood. You know, all these young people out here that's just killing up people, taking their lives. Don't you know they're not going to live long? They're taking the lives of God's people. They're taking the lives of innocent people. They're doing evil. They're not going to live long. Exodus 23:2, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Don't follow the crowd. You know, some older people follow the wrong crowd. That neither shall thou speak in a cause to decline after many that wrest judgment. Use wise judgment. Don't listen to those people who are speaking evil. Exodus 34:12. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, lest it be a snare in the midst of thee. Don't you know that Lot, Abraham's nephew, he went into Sodom, and he was all mixed up. He got all entangled and entangled with the enemy. Probably just lost who he was. Got all mixed up. So we got to even be careful who we live around, where we live, who we hang around, what we take from them. Don't take unwise counsel. Take wise counsel from people. You could get trapped in all of that stuff. So that's the word of the Lord for today. We got to learn to do wise things. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. But, you know, we got to know the word. Read the word and study it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Do you know the law of the Lord? And in his law doth he meditate day and night. If you don't know it, how can you meditate on the Lord's law day and night? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. In other words, they're not going to live long. They'll be just like chaff where the wind just blow them away. Just blow them away. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know, sinners are going to perish. Now, it is time for salvation. If you're not saved, press 1. God says he went in ignorance one time, but now he's calling people everywhere to repent. So it is salvation time. If you're not saved, press 1. All right, thank God everybody's saved. He said in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, that's all we got to do is use our mouth, not to speak evil, but confess Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Isn't that awesome? That's all you got to do. But then after that, you got to live holy. You can't live like the devil after you confess Jesus. Trust me, I've done it before. I had to repent. But guess what? Consequences followed me. And they are, I do not like consequences. I like rewards. So I had to pay for everything that I did against my God. Everything. You got to pay for it because of consequences. You say, oh, I don't know why God. No, you chose it. He already told you blessings follow those who do righteous things. But guess what? Evil follow those who do evil things. So today, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. And then, you know, be careful. Once you're saved, stay saved. Don't backslide. I don't want God come and find me in a backslidden condition and say, I don't know you. Who are you? I say, Lord, don't you remember I taught people your word? No. Now you're doing evil. You can't come with me. The door is closed. Oh, no, no, no. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in. You can live with me eternally. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't want to be like those evil people who he's going to cast into the lake of fire. I want my life to be a holy, righteous life, to live for him. I don't want to backslide. I want to stay on the path that God wants me to be on. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. So if you need prayer, press 1.
Haven't we prayed for the new year?
Okay, anything in particular for the new year?
That was a very prosperous and good new year for everyone here. And those who are not saved, that are not listening right now, they might hear it later on the internet.
All right, prosperous new year. Hallelujah. Okay, and for salvation.
That's true.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else? Press 1. Had a prayer request. Of course, we're praying for the senior citizens today. You know, my cousin Mavis, whose mother was Aunt Mildred, she's a senior. I'm a senior. My sister's a senior. My brother-in-law Frank is a senior. We got, you know, lots of seniors in the world. Don't pray for the seniors again today. Anybody else need prayer, press 1. All right. Nobody else, press 1 if you do.
We can also pray evil away.
Okay. Pray against evil. Okay. Anything else?
Can you hear me, Sister D?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm pressing 1. This is Jackie.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Pray for my seniors and my family and my safe trip to Pensacola to take his child back to school. And pray for these children, Lord, that's coming up. And for Jacksonville individually, because we have a lot of people. As soon as we got back in town, it was just a thing about somebody spreading AIDS to a lot of people around town, and 2 men, I think. And they were spreading AIDS, and they were just doing it, and they were trying to catch them, or I guess put them in jail or whatever. But just pray for those people that have been having sex with those people, and pray for those people individually.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. Okay, we're waiting. In a few minutes, I'm going to be praying. Just waiting in case anybody else needs prayer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Mokoshe baka nene keshe karara boko. Mikoshe baka nene keshe karara baka. Ekeshe karara baka. Shekeridioko sheka nene ke. Hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plan, O God. And we know you have a mighty plan for your people, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we are grateful that you allowed us to see a new year, 2013. We are grateful, Father God, for this year. And Father God, we thank you that we speak blessings. We rebuke curses. Inherited curses off of us and our families, O God. And we seek you as never before. We thank you, Father God, that this will be a great year of salvation where people are saved. We pray that you will break in pieces. The yokes and bondages off of your people as never before. Break the teeth of the enemy in their mouth. Let the oppression be broken in pieces, O God. Let the arms of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdoms of darkness be broken, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the foundations of the wicked be broken, Father God. Break down every wall erected by the enemy against our lives in Jesus' name. We break and disannul every demonic covenant made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of Apollyon and cast it out in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of Abaddon and cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we are redeemed from destruction. No matter what evil come into the world, those of us who are called by your name will be delivered from evil. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff comforts us. And so, Father, today we thank you for a prosperous new year. We thank you, O God, that evil will not follow us, but blessings, curses are cut off from us in Jesus' name. We thank you for our senior citizens, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for salvation for seniors this day, and every day, and every day until you come back. Father, you said you don't want anyone lost. And Father God, even when the one leaves the 99, you go and find them. So Father God, we thank you today for salvation, mass salvation throughout the land, for senior citizens, for fathers, for mothers, for grandparents, for uncles, aunts, and cousins, every family member being safe. And Lord, I thank you for safe travel for Jackie as she take her daughter back to college, oh God. I thank you for safety all around them, on the right side, on the left side, in front of them, behind them, above them, beneath them, everywhere. I thank you, Father God, that every vehicle on the road is safe in Jesus' name. We thank you for the children of Jacksonville, O God, and throughout the nation in the name of Jesus. We pray safety, we pray guidance, we pray protection. And Father God, I thank you that the parents in America will begin to bend the knee, and they will remember the name of the Most High God who created them, who created their children, who created their grandchildren, who created their great-great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, they will call upon you as never before, because, Father, your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and you would heal our land. So, Father, I thank you for safety, protection, guidance, wise counsel throughout Jacksonville, throughout every city and state in the nation, throughout the world, O God. And we just bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for our families that you gave us. We thank you, O God, for seeing them receive salvation in 2013, those that are not saved, and those that are saved. We thank you, O God, for drawing them even closer to you in this hour. And so, Father, we repent for everything that we've done against you, and we ask your forgiveness, O Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are quick to forgive. Help us to be more like you in 2013 than we've ever been before. Help us to reach out to you, O God, and call on the name of the Most High, morning, noon, and night, in the name of Jesus. You said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So let our prayers be effectual as well as fervent, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we just bless and honor you today as never before. We thank you that you are the great Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, we got time for one testimony. Anybody have a testimony today? Press one. All right, nobody had a testimony. So I want to say to you, if we've been a blessing to you, we're asking for donations for the ministry. If you're able to send $5, $10, $50. We accept whatever you send. We even accept $100 million. If you got that, we'll take that. So we thank God for each of you. We bless each of you today. And it's closing time. If you have donations, you can send them to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida. Even those that are listening and those that will listen later, Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Zion Hope Academy, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Oh, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. You know, I appreciate the Lord when he sends you all to listen every week. And I don't take it for granted because I said, Lord, send who you want to be on. If it's 100 or however many people you send, if it's 10, 15, however many, 200, I appreciate what the Lord is doing. So I love each of you. And, of course, you know Father God loves you so very much. And he wants you to be his friend. He wants you to be his friend. So, you know, when you have a friend, you spend time with him. You don't neglect your friends. You spend time with him. But, you know, he's the friend of all friends. He's the king of kings. He's the one who made the kings. He's the one who gives us life and life more abundantly. Why wouldn't we want to spend time with him? So let's put God where he belongs. Top priority. Top priority. So I look forward to speaking to you Thursday, boys to men, girls to ladies, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled month, a God-filled week, and a God-filled year. Look forward to talking to you Thursday and also next Saturday. Next Saturday is Family Day. Love you.